We are learning Masechtas Kedushin of Samech Chesed Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Samech Chesed Aleph by the two dots. It said in the Mishnah, "V'chol mi she'ein loy alav of loy alacherim kedushin havlad kamoista." The vlad is like the mother. For example, a shifcha and a nachras. There, since there's no kedushin, the vlad is like the mother. Doctor Chazal Gemara. Shifcha kananis nolan. What's the makar that by shifcha kananis? Shifcha kananis is a non-Jewish woman that's enslaved by a Jewish family, and she has a shtickle din like a yid a little bit. She's certain mitzvahs, but she's still considered a goy. There's no kedushin typhus in her. So how do we know that if a Yisrael is bought on this shifcha kananis, that the child is a shifcha or a eved if it's a boy? How do we know? We know. Rav Huna Makar Pasuk says, it says that Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, stay here with the chamar, and we darshin am hadoyim lechamar, or im hadoyim lechamar. Shaila had to make this drasha, but anyway, it means that the Eved Kanani is doyim to a chamar, to a donkey. Just like a donkey, there's no tefisas kedushin. Same thing by a shivcha or Eved, there's no tefisas kedushin. Ashkan lo tafsi ba kedushin. That's very good. You found my kedushin. Tapas amachas v'alaf. Vlad the kamaisa menolon. How do we know that the vlad is like the mother menolon? No, as far as says, Dama Kro, pasuk says, Isha v'yelada tiyaladina. And the drasha is that it says Isha v'yelada. The same din, the yeladim have the same din as the mother. They both belong to the master. And they both have a they're both considered a eved. So there was makar for shivcha the vlad the kamaisa. Nachris menolon. How do you know a nachris? How do you know if someone marries a non-Jew that the child is a goy? Or makra, the pasul is chatin bam, which Rashi explains means lo bam toiras chitun. There should not be any tvisas kedushin. But lo chatin bam, we learned that no tvisas kedushin. Ashrichana lo tafsi ba kedushin. Okay, you find there there's no tvisas kedushin. Vlada kamayisam anon. How do you know the vlad is like the mother? Om Rav Yechanan. Meshum Rav Shem Yechoi. The pasuk says. The pasuk says in the Torah, "Ki yosir." Really, the pasuk before that you have to read. L'schatim bam bitcha loisitin levnoi. Says, "Don't marry into the goyim. Bitcha loisitin levnoi. Don't give your daughter to their son. Ubita and their daughter loisitin lebincha. Why? Ki yosir as bincha ma'acharai. Because they will take away your son ma'acharai. Now, ki yosir as bincha ma'acharai is going." Can't be going on your actual child. Because kiyosir is a lashon of a zachar. Don't say kitasir, kiyosir. So, which guy is taking your son away? Your son is marrying his daughter, the guy is your daughter. So, say kitasir is bincha. So, it must be, we're talking about the next generation, a grandchild. And it says kiyosir. Who's going to make your grandchild go off the derech? Is a zachar. So it must be the guy married your daughter, and it's called bincha. It's called your son. So you see, if the goyish male, the goyish zachar, marries your daughter, the child's called your bincha. So it's right from here that it goes bust to the mother. Om Rav Yechon Shem Shem Beichoy. Om Akra Ki Yosis Bincha Ma'acharai Bincha Abam Yisraelis Koru Bincha Ve'ein Bincha Abam Yisraelis Koru Bincha Dafka Da Bincha Abam Yisraelis Koru Bincha Ve'ein Bincha Abam Yisraelis Koru Bincha. So really the drasha really just is that the daughter's child is a yid. You don't really see it. The guy's child is a guy. But it's like a dirk. Dafka says Ki Yosir is Bincha. Don't say Kitasir is Bincha. Vice does that the Bincha is not your the bincha of the goy, goita, is not your child. The bincha of your daughter is your child. The bincha of the goita, the non-Jewish woman, is not your child. Ela bina, but it's considered her child. Amravina, shmami no, yisifin is drasha, Rav Shim ben Yechoy, yisifin is drasha, ben bitcha, bav bincha, v'mkari bincha. That the ben bitcha from a goy, intermarried, someone's daughter, chasham, intermarries the son is considered your son. Name a kasava Ravina, Eichavim v'Evra Baba Yisrael Vlad Mamzer. Does Ravina hold that Eichavim v'Evra Mamzer? So what's found in the Gemara's Kasha? Because the Gemara is saying like this: when a Jewish lady intermarries, it's definitely not a good marriage. So if the child's a goy, okay, it's a goy. But if it's a yid, so it got to be a mamzer. There was an isser chayvik, isser arayis over here. So the child should be a mamzer. So you tell me that it's a Jew. So if it's a Jew, it must be a mamzer. Name it kasav ravino. I will have a mamzer because we're saying it's a Jewish child. And for the Gemara, no. Nehi the kosher lehava. Even though it's not a kosher, which Rashi actually teaches, nehi the kosher lehava. Nehi that it's not a goy who could be a kosher if it becomes a ger. Nehi the kosher lehava. Mamzer lo yaveh, it's not a mamzer either. Pasul mikri. The child is considered a pasul, but not a mamzer. What does pasul mean? Rashi says, Kesharni lodem ba'averim achai v'lavin o yaseh shein mamzerim. So it's mashma from Rashi that the child, this child will be also to a koyin taka. Because as a din of like a pasul that comes from achai v'lavin, like a grusha of chutzah koyin head. It could be it's mashma, it's a pogum. It could be also the koyin rebbe. You have to look into the halacha exactly what it is. But the child is definitely not 100% kosher yid. It's the certain pegima to it if the father is a goy. So like upon him, we were holding now. We had a makar for shivcha from Ishvel to Eladana. We had a makar for a goy that the halacha is kiyosin spincha, that goes back to the mother. So like the gemara, who b'shivas am k'siv? That pasuk is b'shivas agoyim k'siv. Shar umas menolam, but still we don't know other goyim. We only know those goyim, not other goyim, other umas, other nations. We don't know that it's not type of exclusion and the child of mamzer. Amakra ki yosir is bincha. The rabbis call him a sirim. Then why did the pasuk have to say the reason? It must be the rabbi is call him a sirim that yosir is bincha's barba. Other things, other masirim also, other people also will make the child go for darach. That says even shar umas. Right, the Gemara, honey, Rav Shimon, the Darsh time of the crop. El Rabbana, my time. Now, what does this mean? So, this Gemara, we're out learning Rashi, when you never know what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara means like this: the fear of Shimon. Rav Shimon always holds you Darsh time of the crop, which means even without the pasuk telling us the reason, we ourselves Darsh the time of the crop. For example, it says that you should not take a mashkin from my almano. So why not? So Zokta Rav Shimon, I'll tell you why not. Because if it's a poor almana, you're going to have to return the mashkin every night to go to sleep with. And people are going to see a man coming every night, they're going to say, V'chosh shishur faznus. So therefore, we say, don't take a mashkin of almana. But if she's rich, you don't have to give it back to her. You could take a mashkin. How did Rav Shimon know that? He said, because I dash the time of the crow. So if Rav Shimon dashes the time of the crow, we're ever having the puzzle tell you the reason. So if it's fear of Shimon, why have to take Yosef as Ben Chamachari? What have to say a reason for? We know the reason. We have the reason. Why have to speak it out? So it's extra. Since it's extra, we're marba shar umas. Mashenki in the Rabbanon, here, it says the reason because here we want to speak out the reason. And what's the afghan of the reason? Because it's dafka umas that are oivet of Arizara. But shar umas, which are not oivet of Arizara, taka will not be a iser. Will not be this iser because no kiosk here. So if you're Rabbanon, the kiosk is telling us that dafka a nation that is a maser. But not other things. So how do you know Shar Umois are also the Kedushin not typhus? You can't learn that from these words Kiyasir because you need that. Let's read it inside now. Honey Rav Shimon Darsh time the Krah, so Kiyasir is extra. El Rabbana, my time, what's the Makar for Shar Umois that Kedushin not typhus and that the baby goes after the mother? On Makra, the Pasuk says, by Fas Toyar, the parasha of Fas Toyar, beginning of Kiseitse, he's talking about Mechemes Rishos. Kiseitse, Mechoma Alevecha, Zokta Rashi, first Rashi, Parashi, Kiseitse, Mechemes Rishos, Akos of Adamer. Talking about Mechemes Rishos, not the Mechoma of Shiva Amim. Vacha Kein Tavi Leo Bialto. The Pasuk says, you need to end that Pasuk also, it says, Vacha Kein Tavi Leo Bialto, Vahoyso Lechol Yisho, it says, then there's Tvis Exclusion, Mashma Davka, after this whole process, is there Tvis Exclusion? But before that, not. So you see, by Goy, there's no Tvis Exclusion. Mechlal, the Mekar Oli Tafsi Ba Kedushin. You see from there, that the Mekar Oli Tafsi Ba Kedushin, and this is the Mekar by Shar Umois, that is no Tvis Exclusion. Eschan lo has seclusion. You find here by Shah Umas, there's no Tvis seclusion. Vlad or Kamayis and what's the Makar that Vlad is like the mother? On Makra, Kisiyana le'ish v'yolduloi. Right after that parasha, it says, Kisiyana le'ish v'yolduloi. And we darshan that Dafka, when you have Kisiyana, is it loy, is Messiachis acha aviv. But if it's no Kisiyana, v'hecha loy karina v'kisiyana, loy karina v'yolduloi. There's no v'yolduloi. And there it's not going past to the mother, father goes past to the mother, huh? What do you mean, other cases? It's going right after the parasha. Because the analysis is going right after the parasha of this guy, of Yifastar of a guy. And we're saying, Dafka by Kisiyana is Yodoloi. But if it's no Siyana, no Tfisis Kedushin, it goes after the mother. That's the drasha. Or were you asking that you go for shivcha? That's the question. Oh, Mara's kasha. So that's a drasha. Yachi shivcha nami. Why didn't you pasuk yishev d'altil adana? Learn out shivcha from here, from this v'yaldu la kisiana. Mara's just enech nami. And Mara's going to ask what yishev d'altil adana now. But you're asking me a bamba kasha, which I didn't find this question. Machrusa asked me this question. The lechayra the fees that what do you need the pasuk of kiyasir as bincha? And that I don't. The Mara's going to ask, and that I didn't find the question anywhere. It's a very good question. If one of the listeners have a terrace to that question, or find someone asks it, please let me know. That the question is that the Mara has a kasha yachi shivcha nami. The question here is that shivcha also. We don't need yishev d'altil adana now. We learn out from kisiyana leish v'yaldu loy dafka if it's tvistushin as yaldu loy. So then, what do you need kiyasha as bincha? Okay, well, let's go. That's a good kasha. That the Gemara doesn't ask. Gemara asks by shivcha. Yachas shivcha nami, yachas nami. Ela isha v'yaladat tila d'nei. What do you need pasuk isha v'yaladat tila d'nei? You know it from here from kisiyan of the old loy. Lomeli. What do you need pasuk for? Like a tanya for the following brisa. The brisa is like this. Let's say someone goes off to shivcha who's a muberes. Ha'imul shivcha soy. On top of some of the tazmanal. Ha'imul shivcha soy. Someone tells the shivcha, here's a star shivcha. Right? You are a bas charim. Vladcha eved, but your Vlad is an eved. Your Vlad is going to be born as an eved. Zogar Reisik Lili, Vlad Kamoisa Divrei Reisik Lili. The Vlad is like the mother, and it's free. But Chama even know Dvarav Kiyom. You can do that. Mishum Shenam Ma'ishav Eladati Ladenel. My Tamuda has that drasha tell you like the Chachamim, the Dvarav Kiyomim. I'm a Rav Ad Reisik Lili. It's going Reisik Lili Shenam. And what's the drasha? Ma'ishav Eladati Ladenel goes like this that. The only time the Vlad is La Adonai is when the Isha is La Adonai. But if the Isha is free, the Vlad that's born is not La Adonai. The Vlad goes free. It's only Isha V'yodea T'il Adonai. The only time it's La Adonai if the Isha is La Adonai. Here, the Isha is free. Therefore, there's no din of La Adonai. So that's what you do the Pasuk. And the Chama argue on that. The Chama will have to use it for something else. Tomorrow I was going to say. But like upon him, the Pasuk of Isha V'yodea T'il Adonai is teaching us this halacha that you cannot keep the child as an eved because it goes together with the mother. And that's what you use the pasuk for, and you'll know that not the solution from Kisiyana, the Yaldu Loy.